Minutes before a Ryanair commercial airliner was to cross over the border to Lithuania, air traffic control in Belarus told it to turn around. A Belarusian fighter jet made sure it did so. And after the plane landed in Minsk on Sunday, authorities arrested a dissident journalist on board.
What happened yesterday is an international scandal. Life of European civilians were at risk yesterday. This is not acceptable.
That is European Council President Charles Michel. European diplomats have been discussing what to do about this incident, including possible sanctions on Belarus. With us now is Thomas Byrne, European Affairs Minister for Ireland. Welcome.
And thank you, Elisa.
So Ryanair is, of course, an Irish company, and the CEO there called this incident a, quote, state-sponsored hijacking. Now, that's the airline's point of view. What about the Irish government's point of view? How do you describe what happened on Sunday?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Michael O'Leary. Ryanair is the European equivalent of, let's say, Southwest Airlines. It's a very, very popular tourism commercial airline throughout Europe. Mm-hmm. It's Irish-owned. But they fly all over Europe, and they're flying between two European countries with civilians coming back from Greece to Lithuania. And basically, this plane was ordered to land in Belarus, which is effectively right now becoming a rogue state very quickly. And this is very dangerous and cannot be allowed to continue or cannot be allowed to happen again.
Well, now, authorities in Belarus had claimed that they received a terrorist threat and that that was the reason for diverting the plane. I'm just going to assume that you find that justification not credible. Is that right?
Completely unbelievable. And I'm really glad that the European Council now this evening has called for an international civil aviation organization investigation. And I believe the Biden White House as well has announced their support for that too. And that has to happen as a matter of urgency. Ordinary citizens' lives are put in danger. The journalist Raman Pratasevich is only in his 20s, and his girlfriend Sofia Sapega were taken from that plane and detained by Belarus authorities. This is wrong, it's illegal, and quite frankly, it could happen to any of us. So we cannot allow this to happen or to continue anywhere in the world.
Let me ask you, as far as you know, is there any legal authority you can think of which a country in Europe can rely on to force a commercial airplane to land before it has reached its destination?
Well, what happened here is there seemed to be a pretext used that there was a bomb on board or some sort of terrorist threat. And I don't believe that. And on that basis, of course, the plane is going to land, if that's the case, for the safety of passengers. But this appears to be a pretext. And as a result, we are going to make sure that Belarus pays for this. Their airline will not now be allowed into European airspace or airports. European airlines will not be able to overfly Belarus for safety. And we're going to continue and expand the sanctions that we've put in place with respect to Belarus as well. Belarus is a country which its citizens are suffering badly. And now their regime is trying to extend that suffering to citizens of other countries who happen to fly over their country. This cannot be allowed to continue.
Let's talk about economic sanctions. I'm wondering, how effective might those sanctions be? Because Russia has long supported Alexander Lukashenko's regime, and Russia could just jump in to backstop Belarus should more sanctions be imposed, right?
Well, the sanctions will always have an effect, and I think I would have to say that the Baltic states such as Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, who are next to Belarus and have huge experience dealing with them, I think they strongly favour sanctions. And we're willing to support that. But what we want is now further targeted economic sanctions, not just on individuals, but on entities, which includes companies and corporations in Belarus in terms of the trade that they do. And I do really feel that these will have a bite. And that Lukashenko, the dictator in Belarus, I think really has gone one step too far. He made a critical tactical error yesterday, if that's what we call it, if we give any credit to these dictators, by doing this the day before the European Council met. I think European leaders, I have never seen such determination, such anger, and quick agreement to take these strong actions. The European Council at times can be difficult because every member state has to agree.
Right.
Every member state has agreed to this, and it will happen.
What about Russia's role here? I mean, do you think Russia should be held accountable in some way because of this incident, because of its long support of Lukashenko's regime?
Look, I think the leaders are discussing Russia at the moment, actually, in their meeting after coming to these conclusions. We need to get to the bottom of what exactly happened. There are suggestions that there were Russian diplomats on this plane and left the flight in Minsk. We have to get to the bottom of that, and that's why it's really important that there's a ICAO investigation into this to find out what role, if any, that Russian citizens had. They shouldn't be involved in this. This is not acceptable. This can't continue. And I have no doubt that when we see the United States and the European Union apparently tonight now really speaking effectively with one voice and with the same objectives on this, I think that that will put, I would hope, unbearable pressure on Belarus and all those who support Belarus in the way that they run their particular country.
Thomas Byrne is the European Affairs Minister for Ireland. Thank you very much for joining our show today.
Thank you for having me on.